So you can't be with a girl if you're not married to her?
Nah, bro.
What happens?
Nah, but we always say that, you know, Islamically, the third person, the shaitan, is the devil. You start to fall into sins. Those sins could lead into pregnancies. Those pregnancies could lead to abortions because you're not married.
Okay, wait,
it's a cycle.
Hypothetical question. If you're not married to a girl and you get her pregnant, you have to abort the baby or no?
No, bro. It is even more of a sin to abort the baby.
It's a lack of knock-on effects.
It's a ripple effect, bro.
And then after that, there's another sin, and then another sin, and then another sin. So it's like...
Exactly.
Neon, you see all the questions when we say, why do we have to do this, why do we have to do that? It almost goes into the territory of Islam feels restrictive. Islam's not restrictive, it's protective.